The Supreme Court did not issue a ruling today on President Obama's health care law. It could come this Thursday. One of the aims of the law is to reduce health costs by rewarding doctors and hospitals when they do a good job coordinating patient care. The HMO Kaiser Permanente in California bases its entire model on coordinating care. Kaiser's not only a chain of hospitals and clinics, it's an insurance company, too. But as we hear from Sarah Varney of member station KQED, its premiums are not necessarily cheaper than the competition, and it's not clear why.
Kaiser Permanente rose out of a utopian industrialist dream. During the 1930s and 40s, Henry J. Kaiser wanted to make sure the workers at his Richmond, California shipyard were steady and strong.
A medical dream comes true under the drive of industrialist Henry Kaiser, who holds the plans of the ultra-modern hospital designed by...
When Henry built things, he tended to assemble an entire team to build all of the parts.
George Halverson is Kaiser Permanente's current CEO.
So when he started providing health care to his workers, he used that model, which was to have a Kaiser Hospital, Kaiser Clinics.
Kaiser Permanente opened its doors to the public in 1945 and offered health coverage that was high quality and considerably less expensive than conventional insurers like Blue Cross. The strategy worked because it owned its own hospitals and clinics and directly employed physicians. Other insurers had to negotiate with outside hospitals and doctors, demanding ever higher payments. But Mark Smith, head of the nonpartisan California Healthcare Foundation, says the HMO is no longer the bargain it used to be.
They got where they are in part by being the cost leader in the market, and they no longer are.
He says because Kaiser is both the insurer and the healthcare provider, the company hasn't faced much competition.
They're not really pressed to be that much cheaper. They're kind of shadow pricing, is what the economists would say. So if your competitor takes $4 to make a banana, and it only takes you $2 to make a banana, you price your banana at $3.95 and you kind of pocket the rest.
Since negotiations between health plans and employers are largely confidential, it's difficult to discern just how Kaiser fares against other companies. Kaiser says its costs increase by about 5% each year. But some of Kaiser's biggest customers say their premiums have jumped much higher, in some cases 20%. That's a charge Kaiser's CEO, George Halverson, vigorously denies.
We're at least 10% better everywhere. Sometimes we're 15 or 20% less expensive.
Kaiser sets its rates, says Halverson, based on how much it spends on patient care. It has nothing to do, he says, with what other insurers are charging. And he adds, Kaiser offers richer benefits than other plans.
Everybody else is stripping their benefit packages down. So they're putting in higher and higher deductibles, and that's just shifting the cost to the employee.
But Kaiser Permanente has difficulty explaining how it sets its prices, according to David Lansky of the Pacific Business Group on Health, which represents large employers.
If Kaiser can't document their internal cost structure and pricing, then there's a whole chain of mistrust that gets generated because of the lack of transparency and clarity.
The frustration seems to stem in part from the very trait that makes Kaiser Permanente so efficient. The HMO, unlike other providers, doesn't have a menu of fees. And the company's electronic medical record system is one of the most advanced in the world and has largely eliminated duplicative tests. But Lansky says employers, who pay the bills, aren't yet seeing the savings.
It's a little bit what we all went through with the banks when they went to ATMs and stopped having tellers in the retail points of service. You'd think that would actually lower costs, and instead we started paying fees at the ATM.
Some of Kaiser's biggest customers say their annual rate increases don't reflect changes in the use of Kaiser services, but they are loath to drop Kaiser since tens of thousands of employees would have to switch doctors. Bob Kocher, a former healthcare advisor to President Obama, says Kaiser's model was at the back of policymakers' minds when they pushed to include in the federal health law financial enticements for hospitals and doctors to essentially form Kaiser lookalikes.
A lot of us in health policy land have scratched our heads a bit and said, well, you know, why can't Kaiser be a heck of a lot cheaper?
Kaiser hospitals have shown they can deliver top-shelf care for happy-hour prices. Recent Medicare data show all but one of Kaiser's hospitals cost significantly less than the national average. Kocher and other health policy experts suspect that as more doctors and hospitals band together into Kaiser mini-me's, Kaiser Permanente could face more competition. So Kaiser is pressing ahead with an aggressive expansion plan. In Tysons Corner, Virginia, a swarm of construction workers are erecting a new medical building that will take its place among the mirrored office towers of suburban Washington, D.C. Butch Hawkins, a construction supervisor, lays out the plans. So
this is going to be the cafe area, small cafe. Over there will be your pharmacy.
Kaiser Permanente is well known out west, but the company sees opportunity in the nation's capital and farther south in Georgia. That eastward march costs a lot of money. Health policy experts who praise Kaiser's exemplary medical care assert that the company is setting its premiums in part to underwrite that expansion. CEO Halverson says Kaiser Permanente spends its surplus to benefit its customers.
We use our money to invest in our care system. We use our money to invest in our computer systems. We reinvest the money in hospitals and clinics, and that's the only use of the money.
Halverson contends if all Americans got their care at Kaiser-like facilities, the U.S. would save hundreds of billions of dollars in health care costs. Others are less convinced. The perplexing and vexing problem of still too high prices, even at a smooth-running operation like Kaiser Permanente, have led some true believers to question one of their most fundamental beliefs, that bringing order to America's fragmented health system will corral runaway health care costs. Indeed, the cautionary tale of Kaiser Permanente, they say, is that even under the best circumstances, U.S. health care prices may still be untamable. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.